Stark County Grand Jury has indicted 34-year-old Daniel Mate, accused of killing his live-in boyfriend. The Canton man charged with murder, felonious assault, strangulation, domestic violence, and other counts. Charges stem from the slaying of 26-year-old Ryan Godby of Canton, who disappeared after leaving a nightclub on Cherry Avenue Northeast June 19th. Mate allegedly beat and strangled the man the following day. Godby's body has not been found. Mate scheduled for arraignment in Common Pleas Court. A Millersburg woman faces charges of aggravated murder after allegedly drowning her 4-year-old son during an incident at Atwood Lake. 40-year-old Ruth Miller also charged with domestic violence and endangering children. She's scheduled for arraignment today in New Philadelphia Municipal Court. Miller, her husband, and their children were camping at the lake Saturday when she's accused of throwing the child into the water and later driving into the lake on a golf cart carrying the three other children. The father, 45-year-old Marcus Miller, had earlier drowned while swimming during what was called an act of faith. Authorities say the woman was experiencing a mental health crisis. City of Massillon getting some good news from credit ratings agency Moody's Investors Service. City's rating increased from A2 to A1. Moody's says Massillon will likely maintain available fund balance ratio and the long-term liabilities ratio will remain moderate. Ratings help investors examine the risk of bonds. They also help calculate interest rates. Moody's praised Massillon's financial stability at the end of last year. Man faces charges after his arrest during a raid in East Liverpool. Members of the Columbiana County Drug Task Force and East Liverpool Police executed a search warrant at a Blakely Street home Tuesday. Sheriff Brian McLaughlin says the suspect, Tyson Gordon, was found at a bar on St. Clair Avenue a short time later. Officers reportedly discovered over 15 grams of cocaine on Gordon and under a floor mat, about 6 grams of fentanyl in a pile of gravel outside and roughly 40 Suboxone strips nearby. Agents turned up items consistent with drug trafficking and packaging throughout the bar. New contract in place for Goshen Township Police to provide resource officers for the West Branch School District. Board of Education approved the 2-year agreement August 20th. Effective this academic year, the two officers will get a 2.5% pay increase. The board also passed a policy banning the operation of drones on school property without permission from the superintendent. Ban includes district-sponsored contests and tournaments under the auspices of the OHSAA. Operators must have a remote pilot certificate issued by the FAA and register the device with the agency. The NTSB has released toxicology results for 6 people killed in a crash in Trumbull County. The Cessna 441 was headed to Bozeman, Montana, and crashed shortly after takeoff June 29th in a wooded area in Howland Township, about 2 miles east of the Youngstown-Warren Regional Airport. The NTSB says Timothy Blake, who was in the co-pilot seat, had alcohol, fentanyl, and norfentanyl in his blood. Nothing in the autopsy reports for pilot Joe Maxson or any of the 4 passengers killed indicated and he was intoxicated at the time of the crash. Blake's autopsy report says his blood also tested presumptively positive for cannabinoids, but does not give an amount. Portage County judge's sentence demanded 20 years in prison. Common Pleas Judge Lori Pittman handed down the sentence to 64-year-old William Reinhardt of Shalersville Township. He pleaded guilty to rape and 2 counts each of endangering children and gross sexual imposition. Reinhardt entered the pleas Tuesday as his trial was slated to begin. Other charges were dropped. He sexually abused a preteen girl between August 2012 and August 2015, and another from January 2015 through January 2018. Each girl was 6 when the activity began. A Lake Milton man accused of setting fire to a Brimfield Township home is scheduled to return to court for a bond hearing. 43-year-old Michael Piskak was arraigned Monday in Portage County Municipal Court. He was arrested on charges of aggravated arson, breaking and entering, theft, and aggravated menacing. Piskak allegedly was seen going into a Sunnybrook Road home and leaving with multiple items. The house was engulfed in flames moments later. Piskak separately charged with domestic violence, resisting arrest, and obstructing official business for an alleged Sunday assault of a woman in Ravenna Township. Man arrested with 88 pounds of methamphetamine, sentenced to 18 years in prison. 37-year-old Jeffrey Battle of Phoenix, Arizona, was picked up last August 14th after a chase from Liberty into Canfield. Investigators said Battle often traveled to the area to sell drugs, sometimes staying 2 to 3 weeks. A source told authorities he used commercial trucks to smuggle cocaine, which he sold in Akron, Youngstown, and Erie, Pennsylvania. Battle pleaded guilty in Youngstown federal court in April.